Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We have on the line, we have Phil Vickery, the well-known chef. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I had a bit of a heavy night last night. I met up with my agent and he said, let's have a quick pint. And it wasn't just one.
So did it turn into 2 pints, did it?
It might have been 3 or 4. I can't remember.
So, late. You're well known as being a celebrity chef and a restaurateur, uh-huh. But you're not talking necessarily about food as such this morning, are you?
No, what I'm talking about is reading glasses. And the reason why it all came about was, years ago, I had a restaurant manager called Simon, who's fantastic. And I'm going back 25 years. Mm. And people come to the restaurant and, we had obviously candlelight and the lights go down and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And people would come and say, oh, I'll give out the menus. Oh, I forgot my glasses. And he would produce out of his pockets 4 types of reading glasses.
Right.
Really, from plus one up to plus 3.5. Because everyone forgets their glasses. I remember thinking, do you know what, that's very, very cool. And people were really thought it was very, very cool.
Yeah.
And so Magnavision did some research where they were saying basically that if you go to restaurants these days, or theatres or pubs or doctors, people are struggling to read.
Yes.
One of many things. Perhaps they need reading glasses. Perhaps they're just being a bit like me, macho, and think I don't need glasses. And encouraging people to just think about reading glasses and don't be afraid to use them. Now, we made some online films, went to a pub, gave out menus, people couldn't see them. We then gave them reading glasses, various strengths. And the response was, oh, my goodness, I can see it. So it's just encouraging people to say, look, don't be frightened, don't be macho about it, but let's offer reading glasses to everybody, because most people actually, in a dark light, certainly may need to use them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a vanity thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, completely, completely.
Yeah.
I've worn glasses since I was quite young, so I'm used to wearing them. I do see people go, oh, no, I forgot my glasses. Where have I put them? And all that kind of thing. And do you think the restaurants do enough then to help people who have got poorer sight to?
No, I don't think they do. And I think this current trend of dark lights, cool, moody, only got a candle. I think it's all well and good, but if you are of a certain age, that's all I'll say, me included in that, then you need to have glasses. And they should offer them. They should have them anyway. And and you're quite right. It is a macho thing. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not uncool to wear them. It just helps people out. And I think not just restaurants and pubs, but things like banks, the doctors. I went to a doctor the other day, and she gave us information. I need to go and get my glasses out of the car. You just need to be around, I think. And there is a stigma to it that it's not... there's something wrong with you. There isn't. It's absolutely fine.
Nothing at all. I mean, I've worn glasses for a long time, but you do get that, don't you? Oh, no, I don't like to use my glasses in public for whatever reason.
Yeah, I certainly think that's an age thing. Now, I'm talking about reading glasses rather than if you, like my mum, needs to wear glasses full time.
Mm.
A lot of people just need readers. I mean, there is... my brother's a doctor, and he did say to me, Phil, when it gets to 50, it's like a switch going off overnight, and you will need reading glasses.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, I don't believe that. But certainly not overnight, but certainly within a few months, I was realised I needed to use them.
Mm.
But that's where we are. And there is, it's not a problem. So we're just trying to highlight that, really.
Yeah, and you're not talking about necessarily prescription glasses here. Just get the readers like your waiter had.
Exactly.
Like Reggie readers, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of things like stores now, street... chemists, for instance, garages, service stations on the M6 the other day. I went to get my cup of coffee as I came out. There's a little tiny chart with reading glasses.
Yeah.
Mm. And they were cheap. They're not expensive. So it's just making people aware of that and encouraging them to perhaps, have a look and give it a whirl. And I think, from a restaurant point of view and a pub point of view, that's my area of expertise, by all means we should offer them, definitely. Well,
why not? I mean, you could have them on the bar, couldn't you? Say, here's a selection of readers for you to use should you need them.
And we found that people, certainly when I had the restaurant, were asking people to order for them, or they were making choices because they couldn't read.
Yeah.
And rather than saying, actually, I can't see it, oh, you order for me, or I'll have that. Well, so, people shouldn't be embarrassed, certainly.
It's got to be a lot less intrusive than the waiter turning up with a big bright light saying, can you read now, sir?
Or a torch. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. A discreet pair of readers that you just slip on your face and say, oh, yeah, now I can see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so are you going to incorporate this kind of thing in the restaurants you're involved in?
Definitely. And even at work, I'm on this morning still cooking, and I will perhaps even perhaps talk about it then as well, because I think it just needs to be highlighted.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. But I mean, I'm of the age now where they were uncool. They were seen to be uncool, and you were sort of, you know, you were sort of had the Mickey taken out of you if you wore glasses. But well, nowadays they're
a fashion item more or less now. And I think, is there a case to say that some restaurants are losing custom because of it? Because you think, oh, I'm not going to go back there again. I can't see anything.
I certainly think that that could be a possibility. Or you rely on somebody else to read it for you. And then it becomes a little bit embarrassing. So I think if we could offer them all the time, it's not a problem. And it really isn't. And do you know what? In comparison to prescription glasses, they're relatively inexpensive as
Indeed.
Well. We just tried to highlight that, really.
So where can people find out more about these surveys and right. the online films?
Thank you. The best thing to do is to go to fostergrant.co.uk/Magnavision and you'll see all the survey results and some online films that we made as well in a pub, giving people menus and then giving them glasses. So it is a slight fun element to it as well, but it's obviously quite serious underneath.
Well, I think you know, if you can keep these things light rather than heavy, people are more likely to take them up, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's like anything. When you're told to do something, you won't do it. I certainly don't.
So you're going to incorporate in all these in your restaurants, and you say you're cooking this morning, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to cook on this morning, and I will take them in, and I shall start wearing them soon, because in actual fact, we did an item the other day. Prince Charles came on with Camilla. And I had to do a dish, and it was a mutton dish, because he's the president of the Mutton Appreciation Society. And
okay.
I had some information which I had to read.
I didn't know there was one.
Oh, can you make the font a bit bigger so I don't have to wear my glasses? Well, now I can say, I'm going to wear my glasses, not a problem.
Well, it's going to be simpler for a restaurant to provide some readers rather than large print menus, I suppose.
Exactly right. And they're just there, and they're relatively inexpensive in the long run.
So what are you going to be cooking today?
I'm going to be doing I think it's a fish dish, but they can't make their mind up because it can change within an hour. So I can be on this morning tomorrow, and I leave home at 6:30. That dish can change anywhere between now and 11:15 tomorrow morning.
So you better take your glasses in, otherwise you won't know what you're cooking.
Absolutely.
What is this? It looks like peas, but it could be beans. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, do you ever get down to the Isle of Wight?
In actual fact, funny you should mention this, I may be coming to film a competition there for ITV this morning.
Oh.
On the Tuesday after Easter.
Oh, well, let us know, and if you've got time, pop in and see us.
I don't know where it is, but I filmed there last year. We had some cracking food.
There's some lovely food here. I recommend the Isle of Wight for food, and we've got some great local produce as well. So if you come down, let us know, and we'll see if we can have a chat.
I think it's definitely going to happen, and I also came down and filmed on the garlic farm there for years.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's one of our famous attractions.
I'm definitely coming.
Good.
Well, thank you for that. So just give us that contact again for the information, please.
The best thing to do is to go to fostergrant.co.uk/Magnavision, and all the information will be on there.
Thank you very much, Phil. Thank you for being on the Mid-Morning Show on Vectis Radio.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. We're going to take a break now.
Radio with the community at heart. This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.